The referee's looking at his watch. The FC players are all on the bench with anticipation. The fans, the noise is increasing. And I'm nearly in tears, but not quite. And then hits a ball over the top. It's a decent ball for Norton. Well. That's it! FC United of Manchester make the first round proper.
Fantastic.
With tears in my eyes, we're going to Scotland.
With tears in his eyes, a 1-0 home win for the Northern Premier side against Barrow in front of over 3,000 people. So that means they're on their way. Ben Hughes is from FC United Radio, joins us now. Evening, Ben.
Evening. He's a right drama queen, that boy.
Do you want to recreate it for us?
Oh, it was just a beautiful day, really. 3,200 supporters there. A deafening noise. It's like a cauldron of joy, I'm going to suggest. It was genuine. Swampy was there. One of the commentators, and he genuinely had tears streaming down his face at the end, which was nice.
Everything that you always notice, I mean, I've listened all the way through to your commentary from that game, and it just sounds like you're in a Premier League fixture, that the noise that surrounds it. I know you get, you know, as we said, over 3,000 people there, but the noise that's generated, certainly passionate, aren't they?
Well, there's supporters now who witnessed first and European Cups being won, and yesterday we were all getting quite emotional about us going to Rochdale, which is a bit weird. immense pride in what we've achieved so far, and yesterday it was just a glorious day, absolutely glorious, and it was a pleasure to broadcast it on FCM Radio.
Have you heard any whispers about TV? So we've already learnt tonight that Southport will be on telly, that Cambridge is likely to be on telly. Have you heard anything?
No, just the fact that it's going to be announced tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. that's the only thing we know about currently. But we don't just do radio, we also have a TV station as well, so I'm sure it'll be on there as well. I mean, we've had clips being played from FCM.TV on ITV and the local BBC. So if ITV and ESPN don't want to show it, we can cover it ourselves. So.
And cover it in style.
Yeah. I mean, there was the clips you see of the gantry jumping up and down. That's our commentator on the TV, getting a bit giddy.
Nice one.
Dave Waters.
Hi, Ben. Yeah.
Hi.
With all the news over Rooney and stuff last week, it wouldn't be a bad shout, I think, if they did put you on TV for a start.
Mm.
But that's just my opinion. But how's things going away from just the FA Cup to one side now? You were born only a few years ago and stuff. Your club seems to be thriving, is that right? Or was Saturday just a mirage?
Well,
the
league form's been a bit up and down. We've been beating teams 5-0 and then getting beat 5-0. A bit strange, but I mean, by the time we finish with all these cup competitions, we're going to have an awful lot of games in hand.
Yeah.
But I think we're currently about 18th in the league. But the league form isn't doing us justice. We've got this is the best set of players we've ever had. Yeah. And off the field, with the community share scheme that we've launched recently to fund £1.5 million towards our new stadium up at Newton Heath, the only way is up currently, and this FA Cup run is certainly helping as well.
No, that's brilliant. Ben, what about the other teams in your league? Are you the money bags of your league for
absolutely
the people?
Not. No,
no.
We're
sure?
we're the poor men, to be honest with you.
No.
By all accounts,
really?
there's a lot of clubs above us who have more spending power than we do. Our money goes on rent on the whole, and
because you've got to pay for Barry's grant.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Do you pay a lot for that then?
Well, I've never seen the books, but I do see the books at the AGM, but I can't remember them off the top of my head. But it is a considerable amount that we have to pay.
Right. Okay.
You certainly have a huge following, Ben, and the radio station has certainly proved that as well. I mean, I doubt many teams, you know, let alone non-league teams, but I doubt many teams could have their own radio station and keep it going as well as you do. There's a bit of something for everyone, isn't there?
Yeah, well, it started in 2006 as a purely match day service, not too dissimilar to what other clubs in non-league have. But in January, a friend of mine and myself who've been volunteering at a community station down in Stockport had an idea about expanding what the station actually does and the benefits that could bring with to the club. So 10 months on, we're now running a full 7-day schedule with 25 hours of original material each week, produced by 20-odd volunteers. We don't have a studio base or that much money. We literally produce the material at our own houses. And you wouldn't know it, actually. The quality of the shows is pretty good. All credit to FC fan base and the music taste. We cover punk, indie, blues, funk, jazz, classic rock, a lot of soul. But the general premise of FCUM Radio is The match day coverage is the shop window for the station and the club as a whole, and then the music and club related programmes that we run keep supporters engaged with the club throughout the week. So it's not just about the match day, it's about keeping the support together outside of the Saturday.
And I think that's brilliant, mate, what you're doing there. But listen, one big question. What about a ground then? We mentioned a minute ago. Are you trying to get one? Because that really would be a huge step.
What's going on there? Manchester City Council are really supportive. The application plans have gone in for 10 Acres Lane. I think it's a 5,000 capacity stadium. Yeah. 700 seats, the rest all standing. A proper ground. And the financing for that comes from £500,000 self-generated for our development fund, which broke £300,000 last month, and then the community shared scheme, which the government is backing, as well as Co-ops UK, and it's certainly a trial thing for investing money in a community facility, and not necessarily investing money to make a profit necessarily, but to invest in your community, which is a novel idea.
Ben, I can highly recommend your commentary and listening to the radio station as well. I've had an enjoyable couple of hours flicking through it myself. What's the website if people want to go on and have a listen?
It's www.fcumradio.co.uk.
Ben Hughes and the other boys with the huge lungs can be heard every weekend following FC United. We spoke briefly right at the top of that about FC United, and for the media, definitely that's one of the big stories. Everyone wants to see them progress as far as they can and end up with Manchester United. Rochdale's going to be tough though, isn't it though?
It is, but I think it's a local derby, it's a perfect tie for them because it's only around the corner. But I have a lot of time for them because obviously my time at Wimbledon, we played them pre-season and got to know the manager. He's a nice guy, and they're very, very, they're like an AFC Wimbledon of the North nearly in what they've done. But So I just love to go to the game because great atmosphere.